Altuve skies one to left. All the way back is Wood. He is looking up. He's watching a three-run home run. 4-1 Astros. Altuve, number 18 on the year.
And that is the big blow in this game thus far. And that is one of two hits for Jose Altuve. So if you put money on total bases for Jose Altuve at 1.5, you got paid, as he has a three-run homer to go along with another hit. Three RBIs already. And guess what, fellas? Slides into the leadoff spot.
Hey,
slides into the leadoff spot
there
today.
That stroke goat.
As Joe flipped a coin and had Yiner Diaz hitting second.
That was a no-brainer for me.
Yiner Diaz, who can't get in front of Jacob Melton when he comes back in the lineup. But hell, why not? Day game, let's move him up to the two spot. But it's working. He's got a hit too, as the Astros are leading 4-1 over the Nationals, looking to take this series.
Could it be two in a row?
It could be, man. They need it. And not only that, that's just some of the news here. We'll keep you updated on what's going on out there at the Dyke and Park. But the Astros are potentially in some serious trade discussions from things that we're hearing. We already heard the Dylan Cease news yesterday that he is a, quote, priority or a primary target for the Astros. That coming from former general manager Jim Bowden. But he also today then said, fellas, Dylan Cease to the Astros will probably happen. As it was reported that Dana Brown was looking for a bat, specifically left-handed hitter, as well as a level three starter, a third starter, very similar to Kikuchi last year.
Who?
And Kikuchi. You say Kikuchi.
Kikuchi control.
You say Kikuchi, I say Kikuchi. Yeah.
Well, this time it may be Cease saying Kikuchi, because it could be Dylan Cease coming to the Astros. And according to Jim Bowden, that will happen. But that's one piece of it. The other piece is, apparently, according to our guy, he had it first, Hotel Bobby. 2 Chainz Bobby Nightingale said that the Houston Astros are mulling over a reunion with Carlos Correa.
Yeah, how about that, huh? That's what I'm talking about.
How about that? comments. I think we are clearly seeing, potentially, fellas, there is something serious with the Paredes injury that they're in discussion with. Not only Carlos Correa, they've been linked to Nolan Arenado, Suarez, who has been the top pick, free agent, or not free agent, but a trade candidate from Arizona. Those are all third basemen, potential third basemen. Now, Carlos Correa is a shortstop, but the word is Carlos Correa would be open to waiving his no-trade clause for the Astros. It's the only team that he would be open to doing so, with the understanding that Jeremy Peña is the shortstop and he would move to third base.
If you don't know the facts, then you got to show the
Yeah, I like that, Tyler. Turn me on a bit, Tyler.
What's the feel about Correa coming back and being the third baseman here?
Well, I can tell you, I don't know about outside this studio right here, but me and Tyler are—I think we're on the same page here. Absolutely love it. It would be absolute, especially go to third base. You got that gun at third base, that defense at third base. You add a bat that is the meat of this lineup, a guy that we know brings a level of leadership and a standard to his game, much less the game with the Astros. I absolutely love bringing the thought of bringing Los back to this squad, especially given that if it does happen, Minnesota's going to have to bite off a huge chunk of that contract that they doled out a couple years back. So you get him at a discounted rate. I don't know if it's going to come at the Verlander discount that we got a couple of years ago, which I don't know how much of a discount it was after he messed the bed a bit, but there's going to be some level of discount there for Correa. So, yeah, I'm all about it, man. I am all about it.
Two words for you, Ron, about these rumors, about a possible Los Correa return to the Houston Astros over there, Dykin. baseball boner. Full-fledged.
I'm sure it is.
Six to noon, six to twelve.
But that's my thing, and that's the only other part to it. They obviously need help, and while you have that boner doing whatever it's doing, they obviously need help. And clearly, fellas, the Paredes thing is more serious, to where that you don't go and look at the and make a move like this potentially, and expect to have who is supposed to be your current and future third baseman, who was an all-star, to be ready to come back. So it's serious there. But Cheryl or Tyler, if you could, back to what Clint said, what is left on his contract? And how many years of control would the Astros have? Because you have Pena, who you're trying to get an extension with, but you do have him long term, and you have Paredes, who you have long term, and it's like you throw him in the mix. Where does he play?
There's three and a half years. Left on the contract. There's big monies left on the contract. If you look at Spotrac or Spotrac, however you couch it, push into years beyond 2028. And so I don't know exactly what that's kept, but the point here is Minnesota would have to bite off a huge chunk of that. So you're going to get the player at a discounted rate, I would think, at a significantly discounted rate, I would think. And then you look at it in a sense of, remember the conversations that we were having about if Alex Bregman were to come back and where that would leave Isak Paredes and what he could play second base, and you know that whole deal. Well, look, I look up, and if you go Christian Walker at first, Paredes at second, assuming he gets healthy, best case scenario, Pena at short, Correa at third, you've got a nasty infield right there, assuming Paredes can play second and that wasn't just Bregman reaction going on right there. So I love it, man. Hell, I love it for now. I love it long term. I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's the part. The long term thing is that way, because Paredes was playing a Gold Glove caliber third base.
No question.
And I don't know what he looks like there. And the whole reason to move Altuve out of second base was because defensively you didn't have a good spot at second base, and you had Bryce Matthews, who's your number one prospect who plays second base, that you've brought up. And that is that the future, or is like? So to me, it's an interesting thought that you have, as you said, 3 years of control. Now, they need help, and maybe you just figure out what the hell happens after that. I don't know. Maybe Paredes can play in the outfield. I don't know. But maybe you figure out what happens after that, maybe down the line. But as of now, they could use him, even though he's not having a great year. Someone said he's not even been that good. His slash line, Correa, that is, 265, 317 on base, 384, 7 homers, 31 RBIs. But we all know that he has that weird knack of when the games matter that he takes his game way up.
Let's be honest. We're looking at Zach Short. We're looking at what's the other fellow's name that made three errors at third base last year?
Shea.
We just can't. Well, Shea, what's his last name?
Whitcomb. I believe it was four.
Right.
The nightmare at third continues for Shea.
I mean, let's be honest to what we're looking at here, y'all. Half of our lineup for a good chunk, if not more of the season, has been guys that have been in Sugarland or Corpus Christi level players. And so, I mean, I don't, no disrespect to those guys, but we're talking about Carlos Correa here. I mean, you're talking about adding a difference maker to the lineup. You're talking about adding an elite defensive player in Major League Baseball. You're talking about adding a leader to the clubhouse that's familiar, that's been here before with every aspect of the organization. Like, I mean, I'm not too worried about a slash line at this point in time. I'm all right with that.
You heard that. You heard the slash line. You remember him in his time here in Houston. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Are you in favor and a fan of Carlos Correa returning, them doing what they would have to do, prospects given up, to bring Carlos Correa with 3 more years remaining on his deal? Are you in favor of that, yes or no? We'll look at some of your responses on the other side. And I know Clint won't love this. Something that I saw said on the practice field today for the Texans, and It is something that the other side of the ball needs to find, and I don't know if they found it yet. We'll discuss that next.
If you don't know the facts, then you got to chill.
Welcome home.